It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey!
I just saw a flash of our intro cards and it said something about your husband is an idiot.
It says...
What?
Baby, first off, that intro card
was
not
approved by me.
Was, of course not, because you're not the techie. Yeah. So that intro card may say my husband is an idiot, but he is still learning. And that's
still, he called me an idiot.
It was after a podcast that you were kind of an idiot.
Is that yet to happen?
No. No. Hey, Dee!
Hey,
Dee! Dee is here. Dee has had a hard week, and we love her. So we're just going to say that.
Oh, had a hard week, too.
Yeah. So
Carrie had a pretty lackadaisical week, but I had a hard week as well.
What are you talking about?
I'm just kidding.
All right. I need more light. So, yeah, it's my birthday today. Dee had a hard week. Sean maybe had a hard week.
Maybe. Dude, I had a veterinary or a doctor's appointment every day this week.
Except today
because I canceled it.
Do you want to tell everyone why you canceled it?
I had town meetings that lasted until 1 o'clock in the morning one night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a busy week.
It's been a busy week.
But anyways, it's over with now.
Are you sure? Because it's still Friday. The week's not truly over yet.
Yep. But until tomorrow evening, around this, say, 2 hours from now, we can still make our own decisions. And
what?
Not be busy if we don't want to.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
What do you mean?
So we're a little grumpy today.
Oh, you're grumpy. I'm grumpy too. But I wasn't going to bring it up. But go ahead.
So we're a little grumpy today. And the reason why we're a little grumpy is because we really try hard to be good, ethical people.
Oh, man, you're going so vague.
And then we get screwed over. So here, anyway, should I just talk about it? Why didn't I just talk about it?
Because you said you weren't gonna.
Well, I lied. So we have this hyper-local newspaper. I'm not calling it a blog because it's not a blog.
It's a digital newspaper.
It's a digital newspaper, right? And it has stories every friggin' day. And we make...
Oh, yeah, check
on our dog,
baby.
Honey.
Baby, I'll be right back. Keep talking.
Ah, so we have this hyper-local digital newspaper. Not a blog. The reason it's not a blog is because it's not all opinion. It's fact. It's a newspaper. It is a newspaper news site. And sometimes, because we have amazing readers, they tell us things ahead of time, right? They're like, hey, this story is happening. Can you report on it? And because we're ethical, we go to the sources and they say things like, can you hold this story until it's ready? And we'll let you know when it's ready. And then they don't let us know when it's ready. And the other newspaper puts that story out. And that happened today. And that's kind of made me all balls to the walls. Sorry, friend, buddy. But balls to the walls. And I'm so frustrated by being ethical. Like, I'm so frustrated in the business sense of, like, why am I kind? Why do I say, yeah, okay, I will help you out. Like, I will hold this story.
No more.
It's all over. And it's my birthday, and it seems like a really big event and, like, realization for life to be like, yeah, no more today.
That's powerful, baby. Powerful.
It's not
That's
powerful.
The beginning of a TED Talk right there.
It feels like a TED Talk. I feel like I've had a TED Talk in
no
my own brain.
No more today.
I feel like I'm Tony Robbinsing myself, like, hey, you can't let other people take advantage of you. You got to own your power. You got to blah, blah, blah. Like, that's how I feel right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
A little anger.
A little anger.
Carrie's like a little firecracker.
I am.
And I don't even have to catch the shrapnel tonight.
That's so mean. My cousin Marky's here. Hey, thanks, Mark, for the birthday, love.
That's awesome.
I know. Mark was like the coolest cousin in the whole world because I don't know if he's still here, and I'm so sorry I'm calling you out, Mark. But we used to call him Marky Mark, like Mark Wahlberg. And he'd do things like play drums, and he'd do things like break dance in the mall in New Hampshire. And he'd do things like be good at sports, which I was very bad at. Like, so he was super, super cool. So I'm excited that my cool cousin is here. And John Bell, speaking of cool, says happy birthday. Thanks, John Bell. And Amanda Courtney, I appreciate your hugs from Michigan because I've had a day and I need them.
Unless they're cold.
What?
I said unless they're cold.
I will take cold hugs.
If they're below 30, keep them. Because it's like, well, it's not 30 anymore, but...
Oh, my cousin Marky Mark said I'm too kind. No,
she's
not.
Too kind.
No, I'm not.
No more today.
I sent the meanest email of my life today.
She didn't even sign it.
I didn't sign it. And I didn't say.
Carrie's minimum was like, have a super fantastic sugary coated sweet day.
I didn't say have a happy weekend. And I just got an apology email. I just saw it come in on my computer as
well. Oh, you did? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything. But that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But don't matter.
Awkward. Okay, so. Anyways, my cousin Marky Mark was way too cool. And he and I were born like 3 months apart, I think maybe. He was born in December. I actually know the date. It's the 19th. And
oh, before you.
Before me.
Okay.
But we were so close together, and we had like exactly the same coloring as little kids. And I think we both had a lazy eye or something like that, or we both had glasses or something. Everybody thought that we were twins.
Really?
Yeah, it was super cool.
I can see that. I mean,
yeah, like
that's funny.
We'd go to my Uncle Ronnie's baseball, softball games. I think they were softball. And like Marky Mark, sorry, Mark, and I would be there. And everybody's like, oh, look at those cute little twinsies.
Twinsies. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark was way more cool.
Yeah, the funniest part about that story is all these years I've known you, you told me that birthday gap. Yeah. And I'd be like, nah, maybe that's way more than 3 months. I think it was from March to December.
Oh, the other way?
And I was like, I'm not going to call her out on it, you know.
You think I'm so dumb.
Turns out, all this time, I was wrong.
Do you know that oftentimes people think that if you're kind, you're dumb?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a really big deal thing.
For shizzle.
Yeah, for shizzle. But, like, it's a true thing. Like, thank you, Amanda, for sending me all the hugs. I really need the hugs. And Dee says, as you should have, it's your birthday and you get to do what you want. And Muhammad's here, hey! And he says, happy birthday with an adorable emoji of a cake. I appreciate that.
The only cake she got today.
It is the only cake I've gotten today.
But she gets this beef cake later, so.
No.
You can blow out the candle, baby.
No, but the thing is that people truly do, like they think that kindness means that you're dumb, I guess. Like, have you found that, Shani?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit?
Like, I don't know, somewhere on the line of bad names, somewhere between dumb and gullible, I would say.
Yeah.
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 Right?
Yeah, I think so. Like, and it's interesting to me because I feel like oftentimes kindness is a choice. You know, like you choose, like somebody does something that maybe wouldn't elicit kindness. And then you choose how you, if, you know, you don't immediately react and you have that moment of choice, you can choose to react in a volatile way, or you can choose to react in a kind way, right? And for some reason in our culture, we often believe that when you choose to react in the kind way, it means you're stupid, or it means that you're not tough, or it means that you're not independent, or it means that you're not strong.
Right.
And I find that fascinating. absolutely fascinating. And I've had to deal with that a lot in my life.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
I can connect with that too a little bit.
I bet you can, because you're a pretty nice guy usually.
For the most part.
Yeah. And I bet like a lot of the people listening right now, like them too. Like I bet like they choose kindness, and like, why would kindness be a weakness? Is like my point. Like, why do we perceive of that as weak? You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people who don't like it when other people are kind, like it almost comes back because everybody stops saying happy birthday because they're all like, oh no, Carrie's preachy. But like, I feel like a lot of times, like when people are kind and then somebody reacts really negatively to that kindness, that it's because they, the other people, are working out of a place of insecurity.
I was just going to say, thank you all for attending Carrie's dissertation for her philosophical PhD.
You're so mean to me. Sean didn't choose kindness right
that
there.
That little brief will be followed up by refreshments in the lobby.
So mean to me.
Hey, Samantha's here.
Thank goodness. Hey, Sam. Dude, Sam believes kindness is strength. Dang it.
I gotta go. Look, the dog just ran through here with my tennis shoe.
Because you weren't kind.
I'll be right back.
That was karma right there. All right, so because it's my birthday, we thought we maybe wouldn't have me. Thank you, Sam. I love Sam very much. Because it's my birthday, we thought that maybe we would tell some goofy birthday stories. But then I had a really hard time finding them. Maybe because goofy birthday stories.
Oh man, everybody's got a bad birthday story.
Yes, that's the thing. Like they all turned into bad birthday stories. Like,
oh, you want a goofy?
I want a like happy. I want a happiness. You know, like
that never happens. There's too much stress in a birthday for real happiness.
Ah, Johnny. So, like, anyways, my point was that like there's a lot of birthday stories out there about very bad, terrible birthdays. Like a typical one that I found was like on my 6th birthday, my dad openly said on the phone he wished I wasn't born. It's all like bad. Like
on what birthday was that?
6. They were 6 years
birthday?
Old. Yes.
Damn.
Or like a parent died on their birthday, so they don't celebrate it. Or like they were all so sad.
Well, Dee said she's got a goofy story.
Oh, thank goodness.
Hopefully, Dee, she's been typing this whole time.
Will you
time.
Tell it to us? Because I need a goofy clickety story.
Clickety click.
Clickety clackety click.
Yeah.
I love Dee. So, I don't know. Do you have any goofy stories?
I'm trying to think of a goofy birthday story. And I wasn't really like a big birthday party. I was a family birthday type of kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
Okay. I don't remember.
All right.
Oh.
Come on, babe. You can do it. Tell a story.
Go ahead and read these.
Oh, okay. Do you want to read it?
Well, it'll probably be better in female voice, yeah.
I don't think it matters.
All right.
I think.
I'll see if I can make it naughty.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, naughty.
D says, I think it was my night. It was a slumber party. My friends and I almost put makeup on my brother who was asleep. My mom stopped it. She saved his life that night.
Aww.
That would have been pretty funny, actually.
That would have been that. Adorable.
He probably would have woken up, but man, if he could have gotten away with it, that'd be awesome.
When I was a little kid, my brother is like 14 years older than I am, and he was a very handsome man. And so, like, when I was around 90, we had this birthday party, a sleepover, because I was very friends-oriented. I was an extrovert back then. And, like, all my friends followed my brother all throughout the house, giggling. Like, they'd be like, yay! Like, in, like, this little 9-year-old girl way. And they'd follow him from, like, the kitchen to the living room. And then they burst in on him in the bathroom. But fortunately, he was only shaving. He wasn't like doing anything else in the bathroom. But he got so mad, and then they all ran away laughing, and I was like, oh, that was terrible.
That sounds quite embarrassing for the host. Yes, the host.
I was just like, why do you think my brother is good looking? He looks like Tom Hanks. Ew, he's my brother. Dee said, it's not goofy, but I had a Hawaiian luau type party, and we ended up watching Stephen King Tommyknockers, which is a very scary movie.
I don't know if I've ever watched that one.
Well, maybe we can tonight.
I'm sure I've read it, but what, tonight?
In honor of my birthday, Andy.
If you want to.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily need a scary movie, though. I want to be able to sleep. I'm just kidding.
Sean sleeps through everything. So I was thinking also, like, my favorite birthday story of my childhood is that one time, because of the continent and hemisphere and blah, blah, blah that we're on, it snows on my in winter here. And no, it's not like we're in Australia in March.
Because we're in the Northeast.
We're in the
United States.
The Northern Western Hemisphere is where we are. So, like, sometimes, well, we have people from other countries and other hemispheres watching. So my stepfather was like the nicest man in the whole entire world. And he had this little tiny green pickup truck. It was the green of the color of Kermit the Frog, Jeez, right? Yeah. And it's New Hampshire and nobody else had a green pickup truck. The
Did
color.
You lose it in the woods?
You could not lose this. It was fluorescent. My mother was horrified by this truck. She was embarrassed by the truck. And then he bought a bright orange Pinto.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he did not care what color his automobiles were. So he got this bright green truck and he was like, I will never lose my truck in a parking lot. I'll always be able to find my truck. But it wasn't like the best truck. It wasn't like really tough and rugged. But he didn't care. And one time, it was my birthday, and it snowed. And it was a blizzard. And when you're a little kid, and I think I was in, like, third or fourth grade, like, to have your birthday party canceled was, like, the end of the world, right? Like, it was, like, so horrifying. And mommy after mommy of all the other kids were like, we can't bring Gretchen. We can't bring Kathy. We can't. It was, like, you know, 2 miles, 3 miles, whatever. Like, we won't drive in the snow. Like, we're so sorry. But
did your dad go get him?
He got every single person. He got, like, 13.
In his green truck?
In his bright green truck. He got girls two at a time driving through this blizzard. And he was, like, so chill and, like, so charismatic. It's kind of how I imagine Muhammad is. Like, I don't know why, but that's my vision of Muhammad. Or Chris Keegan. Hey, Chris. But he was just like so chill and so confident. They're all like, oh, yeah, we'll trust our children in a blizzard with you. So he'd pick them up like two at a time and drive them home, drop them off, go out and get two more, bring them home, drop them off. And I had that birthday party.
That's awesome.
Because that's how cool my dad was.
Yeah.
But the problem was that he set the bar so high.
For what? Vehicle colors?
Just for love.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, how do you beat love like that? You know, like...
With a stick.
No.
Keep it off of you.
No, no, Sean, no.
Sorry, that was my southern coming out.
No. You worry me so much sometimes.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Oh, should we apologize about the last week in the warrant committee meeting?
I'll apologize.
Would you like to explain what that is all about?
Not really.
Please?
I will.
Okay.
So I'm an elected town official, believe it or not, to the warrant committee in town of Mud Harbor, which is the warrant committee helps the town council. Well, doesn't help. It makes recommendations to the voters about the budget of the town. And it also makes recommendations about all the warrant articles that are on the actual town warrant, which is part of our voting system here. Anyways, last Friday we had our third subcommittee meeting, and it went for a really long time.
Really long.
Which caused me to not be here for our scheduled podcast, so my apologies.
It like went for hours and hours and hours.
We did cut a lot of money out of the budget. Well, we made motions.
They made recommendations about how. Yeah.
It's a long, frustrating process.
Yeah.
Can't explain it all right now, but
it's long.
Some of the meetings are long.
Very long. But yeah, so there you go. That's why Sean wasn't here. And that's why we had to postpone the podcast. And that's why we're now here.
That's why we're here now. Carrie's birthday. She's sacrificing.
I am. I'm sacrificing. No, I'm not.
We could be out doing something else. But we probably chose not to. Because technically we could still do it after the podcast. But we probably still won't. Just because it's Carrie's birthday and we're lazy.
Have you ever had a surprise birthday party?
You know, I was trying to remember, and I can't say for sure. Honest to God, part of my birthday story is like, remember when I said we always had like family birthdays?
Yeah.
For whatever reason, there wasn't really kids, like classmate type kids invited. It might have been my shyness, like I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I can't say for sure now because I'm like 103 years old, but anyways. My first birthday party that I remember, and it might have been a surprise, maybe that's why I remember it so much, was my first year here in Bar Harbor. I might have been turning 30 that year, I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
But my Aunt Liz and Floyd, they put it on. At their house.
Uh-huh.
And it was like the first birthday party I ever had where I just felt like it was, you know, it was no family really except for Liz and Floyd.
Right.
And it was, but there was a bunch of people there.
Aww.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it felt good?
Yeah, it did.
Aww.
I'm not going to lie.
Aww.
I stopped killing bugs after that. I'm just kidding.
Irv is here. Hey, Irv. He's not really a bug killer, I don't think.
I'm not. Unless you tell me to, man.
It's good to see you, Irv. I had a 30th birthday party. I was working at the Ellsworth American, a local newspaper then. And it was a surprise birthday party for me. And Grady, my bestie, who was also like, I don't know what he was, the news editor at the paper. He planned it at this place called the Fork in the Road Cafe, which had this amazing peanut butter pie.
Which you loved.
And I loved it. I was still an extrovert
then. That's why I married you, baby.
I was still an extrovert back then.
Still an extrovert?
Yes, because I'm not one anymore. But oh, like,
Jesus.
Sean Kelly.
How come I got extroverted care?
I don't know. Anyways, but it was at Fork in the Road Cafe, and they had black balloons. It was like, they're like, it's the end of the world. But it was great because it was not my family, which sounds awful. But like,
it's kind of the same thing I said.
Yeah, like that kind of like feeling of like, oh, this is my real, like my up, no offense, Marky Mark, if you're still listening. But like, this is like a family that has been created by being an adult, you know? Like, right. and Fork in the Road Cafe was amazing. I'm very sad.
I never ate there before it went away.
Sean.
Nope, never did.
That's the saddest thing you've ever said.
Well, luckily, I don't know the difference, so if you don't talk about it too much.
I won't talk about it anymore. D said, what?
Never, nothing.
D says, do you want to read D?
First one, I was in kindergarten. I was coming back from lunch, and my mom and dad were in my classroom and had pizza and cake, and I got a Walkman that year.
No.
In your classroom?
You're That's so awesome. Spoiled.
Man.
Oh, you got a Walkman? I'm just kind of like in awe. Was it yellow?
I had to buy my own first Walkman.
Was it yellow, D? Was it a yellow Walkman?
All the real first generation Walkmans are yellow, weren't they?
I don't know.
Seems like. No, there was some black ones, I think. I don't know.
I think they're all kind of like this bright yellow. Like a.
Damn, Chuck Allen, you're still in Florida?
Oh, hi, Chuck.
You've been down there for like a month.
I'm kind of jelly of Chuck.
I know. I see his pictures online.
But I'm happy for him.
I curse.
Not at you.
Of jealousy, that's all.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
So the D said, another one, the lady ruined the surprise, sort of LOL. She's sending in another message. So we were going into town close by, and a friend was riding with my family, D says. And we get to the place. I'm annoyed. And we walk in, and the lady goes, happy B-Day, birthday girl. Yeah, I didn't know. I love that place. It had an indoor playground, so it was so much fun. Oh, it was a black Walkman. D said it was a black Walkman, and she was totally spoiled, and she embraces it. So jealous.
Was it a cassette Walkman or a CD Walkman?
Ooh.
Because you're not old enough to have a straight-up radio receiver Walkman.
All right, so Susie says, do you want to read? Oh, wait, Susie's is long, so I have to go onto Facebook and find it.
I can't read the finale.
All right, so you, Chunny, keep talking.
Oh.
Talk about Walkmans. Talk about birthdays.
Oh, I had to buy my own Walkman, and of course, you know, I was making big butts for a 13-year-old back then. And so I bought a really fancy one. It was, like, made out of, like, metal.
Yeah.
Way bigger than a normal Walkman because I had, like, this exterior speaker for recording stuff.
Yeah,
it's very sweet.
Oh, I bet it was. It
cost me like $100, and that's that's 80s money, so that's like $10,000 today.
We always talk about whether or not Shani and I would have been like boyfriend girlfriend back in the day.
Oh, we would have been,
and I'm always like, no. But yeah. Now I'm like, ooh, he could afford his own Walkman, maybe.
Oh, man, I wouldn't have had to put all them 20s in my tennis ball, empty tennis ball can I hit him in.
You would have taken me on dates?
That's right. I would have been making it rain for you, babe.
Man, you could make it rain for me now, you know.
I do, but it's a different kind of rain.
Dee said, it was a cassette Walkman. I got Michael Jackson's Will You Be There? The Free Willy song. There are pics of me listening to it and smiling and dancing with a smile on my face. That must have been so cute. So cute. Here's Susie's story. Are you ready?
Oh, God, I forgot about it. Yeah.
No, you can't forget about it. Oh,
I talked so long. What?
I lost Susie's story.
How the hell did you lose Susie's story?
How the heck did I lose it? I'm not quite sure.
Maybe. Are you trying to censor me?
No. Yeah.
That's against the First Amendment.
I don't care right now. Let me see. So hold on. Keep talking, Sean.
Okay. No more.
No more.
Today.
No more.
Is that
what
our slogan was?
Yes.
No, it was longer than that, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. How long is it gonna take you to find this thing, baby?
Facebook is glitching. So.
Oh my God.
So it like says
somebody
32.
Else says something. Quit.
So it says 32 comments, but I can only see 4.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so hold on. I'm gonna try to find it in a different place.
I'll start reading it.
All right.
So this is from Susan.
But I might not be able to finish it. I'm really worried.
Oh, maybe she can copy and paste it or something. All right. Susie says. Dee Harris said she'll send it to you.
Oh, thank you, Dee.
Oh, can Dee send the whole thing too?
Yeah, because Dee's amazing.
What? Why am I, like, second fiddle here?
Because you're not Dee.
But I mean, I'm like your partner, your co-host.
I know, but Dee's really good at things.
Your husband?
Yeah, but Dee's...
You just don't give me access to the Facebook side of it, huh?
Babe, you could go on my Facebook. You could do exactly what Dee's doing. You could cut and paste and send it to me, but you don't. Or you could read it yourself because you're the person on the air.
But I can't see the whole thing.
You could if you went to my Facebook post and went under the video where it's playing live. All right, so. All right. I got it.
Okay.
Oh, wait. It ends, though. Dee is going to. All right. Here we go. Who's you want to read it?
I'll read it.
Okay.
Thank God. All I wanted for my 10th birthday was a birthstone ring and a cake with pink roses on it.
Aww.
A week before my birthday, my parents took me to the jewelry store looking at rings. I pointed out the one I liked. The day before my birthday, we went back to the store and the ring was gone. You know why? Because it was your birth month. It was a popular ring that month. Anyways, I was so sad when the salesman said it had been sold.
Aww.
I cried all the way home. The day of my birthday, My dad took my siblings to get gas while I stayed home to help mom fix my birthday meal. When they returned...
Oh, no.
Dot, dot, dot.
All I can read is when they returned, my younger brother, age 5, ran to...
Oh, you can see more than I can.
I know, but I can't see anything after the ran
to. Oh, my God, this is a crisis.
It's so hard. It's like we have half of
it. He just posted that, actually, so I can see it now, what you just read. Anyways.
We can't read the rest of the story.
No.
It's a cliffhanger. As an author, I'd like to tell you that it's quite a cliffhanger.
Oh, there it is.
Yay! Thank you, Dee. Ran to me and said, Daddy said not to tell you about the cake in the new ring.
Oh, my God.
Years later, while playing baseball, I lost the birthstone out of the setting, but I still have the empty setting. Susie, that's such a lovely story. And Dee, thank you for making it so that we could actually read this story.
Yeah, thanks for relaying that.
He is our angel from heaven.
You're going to have to show me how to do that, baby.
All right. It's pretty easy, honey.
Because, you know, I'm not that technically savvy.
Maybe Dee can give you a tutorial. Anyways. That's a really sweet story, Susie.
It was.
Oh. All right.
But.
Here's one from didyounowfacts.com.
Oh, you're looking stuff up?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're cheating.
Yes. My 18th birthday was intended to be a huge surprise, one that had been planned by my sister, mother, and grandmother for weeks. Everything perfectly set, down to the T. The eve of my birthday, my half-sister over our family dinner explained to me in great detail everything that was planned for my birthday. The worst part was she continued to talk over my family members as they tried to shut her up. A family fight erupted. My mother and sister were crying over their failed surprise. But the icing on the cake, on my actual birthday, said half-sister shows up 3 hours late to the party after all the surprise is over. Then, as I'm opening presents, decides it's best to share how she had found a pair of young girls' underwear in a sketchy alleyway near her work and how she can only imagine the worst. The uncomfortable vibe couldn't be broken after that, and the party quickly died down. Somebody's half-sister is a jerk.
I know.
Wow.
I was going to say, for a minute, I was going to be like, why are you complaining? At all, if you had a birthday party that lasted more than 3.5 hours. Man, that's a rager.
All my family birthday parties felt like they lasted 87 hours, I've got to tell you.
Okay, but how long did they actually last? Well, maybe if the family's like just hanging out talking after, you know.
And they did was talk.
Yeah.
Talk, talk, talk. And every birthday, it was all about salad. Like
salad?
Yeah. Salad, ham salad, tuna salad, chicken salad.
And oh, the good salads.
Like in little rolls,
hell
like
yeah.
Jello salad.
I mean,
like,
heck yeah.
I was very anti-salad.
I loved it. Oh, gosh.
I'm so sorry. We're not compatible.
I would have been your boyfriend. I would have been like, no, we're never leaving this party.
I know. Yeah, you'd have been like, oh, my God. My mom would have loved you because you would have eaten everything. Thanks, Doug Marshall. It's good to see you. Dee, Susie says
Doug
thanks.
Doug hasn't been here for a while. Sorry to interrupt you, baby.
And Dee says, next surprise birthday, my 18th. Because remember, Dee had 3 surprise birthdays because Dee is spoiled.
Dee is spoiled. Anyhow.
I know. I thought it would be a hangout at my house. My mom rented a hotel suite. Oh, wow. And didn't tell me. There are pictures of me freaking out because I didn't expect it. That's
man,
so cute.
I thought I was like, no, I never had the misconception of being spoiled, but I thought I was pretty lucky.
Yeah.
Because like when I graduated from high school, my mom bought art alcohol for my little graduation party, which there was actually some people at.
Because there was alcohol.
No, they didn't know that to begin with.
Oh,
man, I'm not going to buy people's attendance. Are you kidding me?
I don't remember my graduation
party. I
don't
like real folk.
I don't remember anything. One of my friends, Christine, a long time ago told me, she was like, do you remember on Facebook Messenger? And I remembered nothing.
Did you say that? Or is he like, oh, yeah, I remember.
I don't remember what I said, but I was like, do you remember when we saw the UFO? And I'm like, do you remember when we like threw the thing into the river? And I'm like, I kind of remember that one.
Like, I'm like, John Bell tells stories on here all the time. I totally believe are accurate. I'm just kind of like,
all your high school stories are about partying, and all my high school stories are about creepy things.
We didn't just party in high school.
It seems like it.
Like, not go to party. I mean, we did. So our weekly routine was Thursday through Sunday, we played basketball on the street in front of John's house and drank beer.
That's not what you're supposed to do as a child.
We weren't children, we were high school students.
It's not what you're supposed to do as a young adult. It's interesting to me how we put so much pressure on birthdays in America, like how we think it has to be like this perfect day, almost. Like, you know, like this.
On the birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you've done pretty well. This hasn't been a perfect day, for sure.
It's been a hard day.
Nothing horrible. Horrible.
Really. I don't know. I got angry today. That's pretty bad.
Well, just remember, hold on to that. Harness that power.
Sean wants me to hold on to my angry energy to make change.
She's so good at making change when she's angry.
I don't like being angry, though. That's the problem.
I mean,
like,
look at me.
All right. So, Susie. All right. Let's go to D story first. Last one. Don't remember. I know I was older than 21, but my roommate at the time planned a weekend getaway, went to dinner and went out of town for the night, then went to a beach the next day and didn't pay for a thing. One of my favorite birthdays. That sounds amazing.
Stay right there for a minute.
Yeah.
I need to read this.
I just read it aloud.
I know, but I failed to pay attention. Sorry.
Okay, everybody's like, da, da, da,
da. Oh, you can keep talking.
All right. Dee said, honestly, now I just like chilling at the house, and I don't really like going out anymore. You've become an introvert too, Dee.
I really liked in that last story how she threw in the qualifier of,
I didn't have to pay for
it. She was over 21. No, she was over 21.
I like the whole, I didn't have to pay for anything.
See, now, that's, I might have had that same experience as Dee, but being over 21, I just don't remember it.
John Bell, Shawnee's friend from high school, who's a lovely human being.
More than just high school, but started in
I'm
high
so
school.
Sorry.
Started in high school, that's when our friendship blossomed.
Blossomed. John says, you remember anything good or bad about any birthday parties that could jar my memory? I'm exhausted after 72 hour weeks. John works really hard.
He does.
He works so hard. But Sean probably can't remember anything.
I'm trying to think of some of John's birthday parties now.
All right.
Had some more popular, but bigger crowd, wilder birthdays than I ever had.
All right, let's read Sue's. Oops. Cloudy hit the mouse. So oh, yeah, Susie said, my dad, rest in peace, was hard to surprise. But for his 70th birthday, we surprised him with his own sailboat for the day. And for his 80th, he went flying. The captain of the sailboat let dad steer, and the pilot allowed dad to take off. Oh, that's awesome. That's so sweet.
And your dad's got, man, I don't know. If I live to be 80, maybe I'll have the nerve to go flying like that. I mean, I can barely get on a commercial plane, but I don't know if I can get in a little plane.
I love flying. My sweet hobbit dad, sorry for the cough, for his 70th birthday, my brother and sister planned it because they planned everything because I was the youngest child and I was never the planner, apparently. I think it's part of being the youngest. But they had planned this huge birthday party for him, right? And it was so lovely and so sweet. And my dad was this guy who was like a mechanic and a truck driver, really sweet and really smart and like just loved hearing everybody else's stories. Like, he would love to learn everything about you, what made you tick, what made your soul, like all that stuff, right? But he never took care of himself. And so my brother much more luxurious than my father. And my brother insisted on buying him a leather recliner. So we all pitched in and bought him this leather recliner, and they brought it out for his birthday. And my dad started crying.
Really?
Yeah, because he was like, I don't deserve this. This is too, like, frou-frou for me.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
Basically his sentiment.
Did he use it?
What?
Did he use it?
Well, we refused to let him return it. So my brother's a very forceful human being. So my dad is not a very forceful.
So he was forced to use the recliner?
Yeah.
Did he enjoy it?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, but it was very, very sweet. But that was a very big surprise. And they brought in friends from when he grew up, like as a child, that he hadn't seen in decades. And it was just like really, really beautiful.
That was the way I felt when I was a child and I got my first gift that hadn't been used by another child before me.
What are you talking about?
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Susie says, I used to move my daughter's celebration until July after she had several disappointing parties that no one attended or got canceled due to snow. Her birthday is in the first week of February. See?
Oh, that's relatable. Yeah. I mean, before, nowadays it's not such a risk, but you know, a couple decades ago, hell yeah. I mean, heck yeah. You never know when it could snow.
Dee says, I remember having a, oops, I can't get it to click. Oh no, my mouse is broken. All right. I remember having a drink at a restaurant, but I know it wasn't my 21st birthday. That too was at a hotel party. LOL. I feel like I want to have Dee's life.
Did you ever go to hotel parties when you were in high school or college even?
I don't think I've ever been to a hotel party now.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what a hotel party is.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can really have one anymore nowadays. But
did I miss that because I'm old?
You go and you like rent out like two or three rooms and there's like just 100 or more people there like going around and the bathtubs are full of beer and stuff.
Like a writing convention or a Rotary event?
Yeah, kind of. But you know, I guess that's a little higher class than most.
No.
Those.
No.
Okay, no. Well, they pretty, it's a little more low key at least. But yeah, it's kind of the same thing. You've been to a hotel party, actually. You've been to a furry convention.
Okay, so when I was I wasn't at a furry convention.
Yeah.
I was at
you guys should see Carrie's fursona. It's hot.
He's lying.
You're surprised I knew that word, didn't you? That's because I watched videos of
I don't know what word you're talking about. Furry?
Fursona. Fursona, that's your furry
person. I didn't even hear that. I just heard persona.
No, fursona. You don't act like you don't know what it means.
I don't. I can figure out what it means.
Don't let her fool you, people.
Sean, stop lying. It's my birthday.
I don't hear no bell.
I lost the bell. You gave me a bell. And I can't find the bell. But ding. Ding. The lying bell. For Sean is going off.
Anyways.
I'm not going to tell my furry story. Moving on. Susie said, when my dad turned 90, one of his grandkids asked like what it was like to be 90. And he said, how the H word should I know? I've never been 90 before.
Baby, tell your furry story.
No.
Man. Come on.
John Bell said, next year is my mom's 80th and I'm going to get her an Elvis impersonate. Can I come? Can I come? John, I want to come to your mom's birthday.
Oh, yeah. We can go. I guarantee you.
Oh, that'd be fun. All right. So John Bell says, next year is my mom's 80th, and I'm going to get her an Elvis impersonator because that's all she talks about. 20 years ago, I bought her a Cadillac from an Elvis impersonator that left a bunch of items in the car, and she thought it was one of Elvis's own cars, but it was way too new, like 1996. Cadillac Concours de Ville in pearl white. Ooh, la, la.
John's mom's been an Elvis since probably since before we were born, but when we were teenagers and we always hung out with John, she had a, what do you call it, like a hutch?
Yeah.
And she would have those like plates you could buy, remember, aww, on television back in the day?
That's so cutie.
And they had their little stands and they were all Elvis. Dang, I forgot about that.
That's adorable. Okay, but time out.
Well, I want to hear your furry story.
Wait, time out.
Oh, you got to find out. John, when's your mom's birthday? Is that what you're gonna ask?
No.
Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna ask if John could adopt me into his family.
Oh.
Because all I really have is Marky Mark.
But then we'd be like cousins, and that'd be gross.
I don't care. No.
Stay right.
You're not related to.
I mean, if we move out of his house, that's okay. But
all right.
Up here, right.
D says, it was nice. I even got to ride in a limo in middle school. D, you're showing off.
You know, I've never been in a real limo.
What?
Like, I know we've been in some, like, town cars and stuff in the city, but I've never been in, like, a stretch.
A stretch limo? Yeah.
So if you ever... Nah, we'll do that. Never mind.
When you go on book tour, like I used to go on back when I was popular, and you have handlers, sometimes they put you in limos.
Well, see, that's where I rode in my nicest car ever in the city was you on book tour.
Oh, but really?
I also rode in like some pretty crappy vehicles with you on book tour. the silver Dodge Caravan with the baby seat and the dog trip.
I had this great limo driver in Toronto. I think it was Toronto.
Yeah.
Canada, and he was obviously very much part of the mafia, and I was completely in love with that man. Like he was amazing. I would have moved to Toronto in a hot second. He took really good care of me. Like limo drivers are the best.
I'm gonna tell you, baby.
What?
Like car drivers of any taxi, Uber, limo, whatever.
Yeah.
Anybody that's not like Caucasian, man, they eat you up. They love you, baby.
No, they're just like the nicest human beings in the whole world.
But you are as well. So
no, but I have been proposed to many a time.
You're the only one I ever know that comes home with a taxi driver's number.
I do.
Which should make me more suspicious.
They're like the nicest people, and they have the best stories. Like. Anyone who drives your limo or your Uber or your taxi, like, oh my gosh, they're the best. Like, they know everything and they have, like, all these tales of things that they've seen. And it's just, like, so cool. And, like, some of them have, like, these amazing tales, like, of how they've come to the United States if they weren't born here or if they were born here. Like, people will tell you all about, like, all their people for decades and decades and decades back. I had, like, this great taxi driver where D is from, actually, who brought me to the Columbia, Georgia airport. And I have never had such a good time as I had with that
taxi driver. And half of them were, like, doctors and stuff.
Oh, well, he wasn't.
No,
he was from the U.S., but like a lot of them,
very
yeah.
Very educated, I
mean. Yeah, like so smart people.
Where they come from?
Like just telling me all about statistics and political theory.
Yeah.
And it's just like your brain just gets blown because.
Probably blows mine.
They're so much smarter than most of my friends.
I just started looking out the window.
Yeah, they're just wonderful.
I'll let you handle it, baby.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A conversation.
Okay.
When they're the educated ones.
Oh, yeah. Sean zones out. And then it's all on me. And I have to be extroverted. So D said, one more surprise party. It was low key.
Holy smokes. You have like 33. You probably have a surprise party every year. Anyways, go ahead, baby.
Why don't you read it this time?
One more surprise party. It was low key. My dad comes to get me. He goes, ride with me somewhere. And it was my dad. So I was like, okay. We went to Red Lobster, where my mom and a family friend at the time were waiting. Then someone put trick candles on my cake, and I freaked out because I was panicking. We were in the middle of the restaurant, and I felt like everyone was watching me.
Oh, no, D.
Yeah, but you were at Red Lobster.
Wait, story continues.
Oh, so my dad, the hero he is, grabbed the candles and threw them in the water cup.
Oh, I want to be in D's family, too.
Yeah, that was a cool move.
That was so cool.
If you were having a little anxiety over it.
My dad would never have been that fast. Oh, D, you're so sweet. D said, I'm still popular.
Oh, you are, baby?
No.
His mom's birthday.
John Bell says that his mom's birthday is July 9th, 2025, but it's really hot in Florida that time of year, so we're going to have to bring a personal AC with bubble.
All right, John.
We're doing it.
Listen. If we come down to your mom's birthday, I'm going to make a prediction that you will not believe. Carrie will be wearing a sweater.
So many fun.
It'll be a lightweight sweater, but it'll be a sweater.
Sean makes fun
of me. And she won't even be sweating. She'll be like, ah, I'm finally comfortable.
I'm like, oh, it's so cozy.
Yes.
I once went I don't remember it. Where was it? I think it was Costa Rica. No. Belize, maybe?
I need more context because we've been to Belize, yes.
No, but it was with Emmy, and I was wearing a sweater, and all the other tourists, because we're from America, and very northern America, were like crimping and dying and just flailing around. And Emily and I were like, this is fantastic. Fantastic! We were so happy because it was finally warm.
Yeah, there's some cold-blooded creatures.
We're like reptiles. I swear.
Like snakes. I mean, Carrie's a snake, but
you're so mean to me. I'm just kidding. It's my birthday.
I love you.
Read Susie's story.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you come on.
My sweet 16 party got canceled because the night before I had dropped my younger brother. He's 11. At the movie. And then I went to a friend's house to listen to the latest Beach Boys album. Time got away from us and I realized what time it was. The movie was over and my brother had walked home.
Oh, no.
We lived on a small military base. When I walked in the house, my mother and brother were waiting. My mom said, your dad's out looking for you.
Oh, Susie, you were so naughty.
That's horrible.
That's so funny.
I mean.
But sad.
Not that Susie did a horrible thing, but. The situation of having to go home is horrible.
And then the dad being like, and the mom being like, your dad is out looking for you.
I would have been like, well, I'm going to run out there and see if he can find me or not.
Dee said that her dad tried to blow it out first, but then was just so mad it went in the cup.
Oh.
I love you, Dad.
Well, at least he kept his, he stayed ratchet even during his anger.
I love your dad.
Yeah. Her dad sounds really sweet.
He sounds amazing. So here we are.
What?
On the end of our birthday podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never thought you'd do a podcast on your birthday, did you?
No, I never did. I'm trying really hard not to start coughing.
So. Oh, eat a cough drop.
So you might have to wrap it up, man.
You got some on your desk.
I know, but nobody wants to see you eat a cough drop on a podcast.
Well, you just suck on it. Dee Harris said he was amazing, the total best, and she misses him.
He sounds amazing.
He does.
I can't even tell. Like, every picture I've ever seen of Dee's dad is just like, you can see how sweet and wonderful he is. It's like his soul just like blossoms out of the photos. It's just, he seems really cool.
He sounds cool.
Well, he did make D.
And took her to Red Lobster.
And helped.
I know, up here, Red Lobster is a sin, but I would love to go to a Red Lobster and just eat some of that crappy seafood.
He Man. Just called it crappy.
What? You know what I mean? I want to go to Vegas and see if we can find a seafood buffet.
I'm afraid of Las Vegas.
All you can eat. Why? It's just like Disney World.
I
mean, I've never been there, but I'm just assuming.
I'm kind of afraid.
But you know what? Tell me. No, you go ahead and finish.
No, you go.
I'm going to imagine. I've never been to Las Vegas. I'm going to imagine there's a fairly decent homeless / panhandler type population there, right?
You mean the unhoused people?
The unhoused.
Yeah.
The underprivileged of extremities. Not of extremities. They probably got arms.
I'm sure they have arms.
Anyways.
He needs to stop talking.
Carrie is so kind-hearted. That would be like running a minefield for her.
You know one of my favorite birthdays? I just remembered one of my favorite birthdays.
From what I just said?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So one of my birthdays, we were at a conference in Seattle. It was some sort of writing conference.
Yeah.
And, Seattle has a lot of people who don't have homes,
yes,
and who have problems and who are hanging out on the street. And Sean and I decided that we were going to give away a lot of food on my birthday. So we gave out sandwiches.
Was that your birthday?
That was my birthday, man.
I definitely remember doing that. We went to the grocery store and bought a bunch of bread. And what kind of sandwiches did we make?
I can't remember. We made a butt ton of sandwiches.
Bologna and cheese, something basic and simple.
Yeah, and everybody's always like, no one will take your food from you. Everybody took the sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, we gave it all away.
Yeah, and...
I mean, we also had a bottle we were sharing with everybody, but...
No, but one of the guys has had like a bottle of some kind of booze, and he's like, hey, you want some?
He did try to share it with us.
Yeah.
And we politely declined.
But it was very nice that he was trying to share back. And I love that. Like, I love the fact that people share, and I love the fact that people can be kind.
That was a fun day, and I really feel like we're so strange because we can just go out and do that and hand out food to the unhoused and underprivileged and find them.
They're awesome.
So interesting, or at least we know each and every one of them's got a story.
They were really nice.
How many people actually want to hear it like we do? And I don't mean to sound, I'm not trying to sound like egotistical.
Yeah, you sound egotistical.
I think that's just fine. I don't know.
They were cool humans. They were fun. They were like really nice. And it was fun to like break bread and share stuff with them and like hear the little bits of their stories that they told us. And it was cool. It was like one of my favorite birthdays because it wasn't about me and there was no salad involved.
Yeah.
So I was pretty chill with it. Yeah.
And we were just kind of bored and we figured we'd do it.
I did not enjoy that conference. It was all very fake intellectual, but there was nothing new. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, oh, I'm going to say these same ideas over and over and over again. And it just didn't do anything for me.
But we had a good time in Seattle too.
But so I left all the intellectuals and went out into the streets of Seattle. Like, that's me. That's life with Sean. Susie's husband agrees with Sean and they need to have Red Lobster in Maine again. Well, maybe for Sean's birthday, we can make that happen.
There used to be one in Bangor.
I know.
Yeah, I never got to go there.
Poor Shawnee.
I've never been to a Red Lobster.
Such a sad, sad life he has. So sad.
You know, I just like places that have all you can eat. So
he really
and they usually have all you can eat shrimp or something.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yes, thank you very much.
On my birthday.
I personally enjoyed myself.
And that's all that matters.
No, that's not all that matters.
That and other than we got an invite to John's mother's birthday.
Oh, well, he didn't technically invite us. He just gave us a date.
We're invited.
But I know it'd be okay if we showed up.
I don't know. I feel like he kind of tried to make us not show up by like, oh, it's going to be really hot.
I feel really confident about that. Oh, yeah, he is. He's trying to blow. He's trying to sway us. Well, if you can rent that same house down the street from John's house.
That was a great house.
With all the animals.
Anyways, happy birthday to me.
Oh, happy birthday.
And I hope you all have a great night. And it was good to see you. And thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit of time. We feel really
thank you very much.
Lucky that you spend any time with our weird old selves.
Have a great weekend. We do. We feel really privileged.
Me too, because we are. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.